So, and then Jamie will obviously be coming when he's singing. He'll be coming through here. Check.
So you'll get the band and the feel of what's going on.
Very cool.
Last night, musicians and actors involved in an upcoming stage reading of the new script B-Side, Myself, gathered in a recording studio in Fayetteville to rehearse together for the first time and for the last time before Sunday afternoon's script-in-hand performance at George's Majestic Lounge. We've tracked the progress of this work since the first time the actors read the script out loud back in the spring. This is our final installment in what we're calling a start-to-finish series. So, that's
great. There will be more things recording than we can count.
So,
Jamie McGaugh is the author of the play. It's based loosely on events he experienced while playing in a band in New York City. The fictional trappings of the script involve the character he'll play Sunday, Jim, at an audition. Jim's band has been offered a chance to open for a popular rock star when that rock star goes on an Asian tour.
Hey, how you doing?
Super. And you are?
I'm Jim Elliott, the lead singer for The Suits. I think we have an audition tonight. Am I in the right place?
The Suits, here you are. I don't remember scheduling you. Sorry, we've seen a lot of bands lately.
I'm sure you have.
When this incarnation of the production began last spring, Jamie McGaugh had already spent a few years tweaking and revising his script, and he was confident that it was in the final form needed. Then, since we did our last story on Ozarks at Large about the work, he met with Bob Ford, the artistic director of Theater Squared, and a published playwright and author.
And he just brought up some really salient points about the script, and he said, you know, you probably don't want to do it this go-around, but, you know, next version, you know, you should try these things. Well, of course, I leave the building. I'm like, oh, my God, I have to do these right now. So I went home, and I stayed up until about 4 o'clock that morning banging these things out, and I sent the script out the next morning.
And last night was the first time the actors had seen the newly trimmed work. It is leaner, about 8 pages leaner, and as Jamie explained to one actor last night, the updated version treats a character a little bit better.
He's a little smarter.
I think that might just be the intelligence.
He calls Jim on his BS a lot more.
Yeah.
And he kind of forces his hand a little bit.
Jamie is talking to Randall Shreve, who plays the jaded rock star Billy Beard, a tired musician whose time in the spotlight is waning. Randall, well-known and well-liked for his own musical career, is limited to just one song in this production. He's mostly acting, though after years of playing live, he has performed in front of audiences before.
Well, not like this, of course. Not, to me, this isn't performing. This is kind of falling all over myself while people around me perform and make me, well, yeah, like this every night. This is what I do every night. Fall over myself and pretend to perform, and then the guys around me make up for it.
If he seems a bit apprehensive about this new endeavor, Shreve is approaching the experience with a wide open mind.
I like the idea of doing acting. I just don't want anybody to depend too greatly on me, because I know, you know, my limitations and my time being one of them, you know, not having the time to commit to really becoming what is needed for a good, you know, for a lead role. And so with these guys' help and patience and not a lot of pressure, it's been a lot of fun.
His character gets several funny lines and is the sort of charming rogue you don't mind observing. You just wouldn't want to have to be around him too often. The Billy Beard character, at least in the first act, appears to be a self-centered, somewhat dispassionate fellow, even uninterested in music, a trait that's not at all in common with the real-life Randall Shreve.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you see it that way. That's when I read through the script, I felt the same way, and I told Lauren, my fiance, I was just like, I'm the wrong guy. This isn't, and she was like, that's why it's called acting. You don't want to be the one that most resembles you.
There's much music in this play, even though the main character, Jim, is forced to audition without his perpetually tardy bandmates, he does audition with the aid of some recorded music. For those sequences Sunday, there will be a band on stage, musicians who have been learning Jamie's original scores for the script for the past few weeks. They've even all performed in front of a paying audience together, as the fictional band, The Suits. They opened for another act at the Phoenix on Dixon Street last month. Kate Knox is in the band. She's the fictional Tina, and she says The Suits' first and only gig went very well.
It was so much fun. We got a great response from the crowd, and we got to see what we needed to work on, and it felt really nice to actually feel like a band. So I had a great time. I had a very good time. So it went great, actually. So
since Jamie McGaugh began this process of having his script read by actors and having his songs performed by musicians, he's worked with those two groups on different nights. Last night, for the first time, and the last before the actual stage reading, they ran through the script all together, all under one roof. Justin Schur is directing the reading, though he says responsibilities for a staged reading are different than if it were a full production. He says the work leading up to Sunday's script in hand has been kind of like a musical jam session.
I'm more of a facilitator than an actual director, you know, and which is kind of cool that we're all just, we're in this together, and it's very collaborative, and there isn't one unifying vision except to present Jamie's script in the best light so people can hear what he's done.
The script in hand reading of B-Side Myself, a play with rock music, will be staged Sunday afternoon at 2 at George's Majestic Lounge on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Tickets are available at georgesmajesticlounge.com. More information about the script in hand reading can be discovered at the B-Side Myself Facebook page.